Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for a look at Wednesday's headlines. And as we just discussed with Jack Gage of Forbes magazine, President Barack Obama on Wednesday morning going after some Wall Street salaries. Obama signing orders limiting salaries to $500,000 a year for executives whose companies get government bailouts in the future. In his statement, Obama said corporate executives right now are being rewarded for failure, and that needs to change.
We all need to take responsibility. And this includes executives at major financial firms who turned to the American people, hat in hand, when they were in trouble, even as they paid themselves customary lavish bonuses.
The president also, again, expressing outrage over news that some Wall Street executives approved billions of dollars in bonuses last year while the government was busy bailing out their institutions.
This is the height of irresponsibility. It's shameful. And that's exactly the kind of disregard of the costs and consequences of their actions that brought about this crisis, a culture of narrow self-interest and short-term gain at the expense of everything else.
Also at that announcement was Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner, who, in obviously supporting the president, cited what he calls a growing sense that those who were not responsible for the economic meltdown are suffering more than those who were responsible.
As workers lose their jobs, homeowners fight to stay in their homes, families worry about their retirement savings, and businesses struggle to find the credit necessary to survive.
But as we've already heard from Jack Gage of Forbes, the news not being well received on Wall Street, as firms are now worried that the talent that they brought in to save their institutions, financial and otherwise, may be looking elsewhere when they find out that they can't make more than $500,000 a year, and even any stock incentives would be deferred until the government has paid back any TARP money that was loaned out. Meanwhile, over on Capitol Hill, the stimulus debate goes on. At the White House, the idea is reaching out for some common ground as the Senate debate over this plan gets increasingly testy. White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs says the White House still hopes to have a bipartisan approach to this plan.
The president met today with and continues to meet with Democrats and Republicans here. Continue to reach out to find the necessary consensus.
Gibbs says it takes a long time to change the tone in Washington, but he says right now Congress, on this important legislation, needs to stop the bickering between the two parties.
That's what Americans expect us to do, to stop the meaningless back and forth and instead get something for the American people that creates jobs, puts people back to work, puts money in their pockets.
But meanwhile, Senate Republicans say they're willing to work with President Obama, and they appreciate what appear to be his well-intentioned gestures to do the same. But John McCain, the 2008 Republican presidential nominee, and of course he's still a senator from Arizona, says congressional Democratic leaders are the ones who are in the way.
The problem has been not so much with the president. It's been over here in the House where the Republicans have basically been shut out of anything meaningful.
McCain says point blank that Republicans can't go along with the current stimulus plan, because it doesn't stimulate anything.
I think American public opinion is seeing that this, for what it is, a spending bill, not a stimulus bill, and I think it's swinging in our direction. I think most Americans want us to stimulate the economy and create jobs and keep people in their homes.
Meanwhile, a sweeping children's health bill has received final approval in the House and has now been signed into law by President Obama. President Bush, in 2007, vetoed this legislation twice, complaining about the overall costs and the fact that Congress is counting on a cigarette tax hike to pay for it. The president also called it a step toward government-run health care. The legislation expands a popular health insurance program for poor kids and is expected to cost more than $30 billion over 4.5 years. In signing the legislation, President Obama says this is a major step forward.
With one of the first bills that I signed, reauthorizing the Children's Health Insurance Program, we fulfill one of the highest responsibilities that we have, to ensure the health and well-being of our nation's children.
But even in signing this legislation, President Obama made it known loud and clear that this is just the first step into government intervention in health care under his watch.
Today in America, 8 million children are still uninsured, more than 45 million Americans altogether. And it's hard to overstate the toll this takes on families.
In two other quick notes from Capitol Hill, the president being pressured by congressional Republicans not to close areas off the Atlantic and Pacific coastlines for oil and gas drilling. The push involves allowing a 5-year plan by the Bush administration for expanding offshore drilling to move forward for greater energy independence. And a bill delaying the digital TV transition has been given final approval in the House. President Obama expected to sign the legislation soon. The original switchover was supposed to happen February 17th. Now it will be June 12th. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials off 122 points to close at 79.56. The NASDAQ off 1 to 15.15. The S&P 500 down 6 to 8.32. Oil dropping 47 cents per barrel. Still ahead in this edition of Dateline Washington, we'll learn about the extent of the pork in this stimulus plan with the help of the National Center for Public Policy Research. We'll also learn how electrification is the key to success in the years ahead for Ford. And when we come back on Dateline Washington, why Barack Obama's outreach to the Muslim community should have Americans worried. Stay tuned.